I'm here with Senator Bill Cadman, the new minority leader from Colorado Springs. Thanks for talking to me.
Nice to see you.
This is your first session leading the Republican caucus in the Senate. Talk about what are your top priorities and how are you going to approach it?
Well, our top priorities, frankly, are working on jobs and the economy. It's not a new theme. It's not new to me as a legislator. This is my 12th year. It's not new to the caucus. And frankly, it's not a new theme across the country. Hopefully what's new is the likely success rate that some of our initiatives will find success this year.
How do you think it is going to be working across the aisle with Democrats? I know that Republicans have been very critical of some of the new statehouse boundaries, and you're losing some members in your caucus because of those maps.
Well, that's an issue that's come and gone. Frankly, we have to focus on doing the people's business. I'm sad to lose very seasoned members, many certainly before their term limits time, which was a vote of the will of the people. We are going to lose a lot of institutional knowledge and a lot of very good legislators that were doing phenomenal work on the behalf of the people that sent them here. But as far as the session goes, we have a job to do, and the people really don't care about the bickering across party lines. What they care about is what it takes to feed their families, to get their kids in school, to pay their bills, to get their mortgages paid. Really, the only way to solve those problems is to get people working again. We have got to focus on rebuilding our economy.
I know Democrats are also talking about job creation as a top priority. Do you think there's going to be a lot of consensus on how to do that, and what are some of the Republican ideas?
We're all talking about the same destination, but what's the journey? What's the path? And frankly, the Republican path started by listening to people that actually make jobs. We went to business owners and said, hey, if you want to invest in Colorado, if you want to increase your business in Colorado, if you want to expand in Colorado, what does Colorado need to do to be a part of that? And we listened, and they told us. We visited with hundreds of business owners and employers across the state. Contrasting that with what I've heard from the other side, really, many proposals that are based around kind of creating more government or more rules or more regulations. Many of the Democrat proposals that I've really only had a surface look at all end with the word act, all end with magic phrase that says, we're creating something new. We're adding some new statute. We're creating a new regulation. We're probably adding more bureaucrats. And I got to tell you, we did not hear from one person at one meeting across the entire state for over a year that ever said, can you make another bureaucracy? We're talking to businesses that already know how to be in business. What they want from us is to get out of their way. As I mentioned, we have the same destination, but certainly our journeys are looking like they're heading down somewhat different paths.
I know Governor Hickenlooper has talked a lot about getting rid of government red tape. Are you working with him on your Republican proposals? Do you know where he stands?
Well, we have had many discussions with the first floor and the governor and his people, kind of at a 30,000-foot level. Several of our proposals are, frankly, very supportive of his own assertions, to include what he said a year ago in his first State of the State address.
One of the big things that you have to do every year, it's required under the state constitution, is pass a balanced budget. Last session, a lot of Republicans voted for the budget. You said it was one of the only budgets you had voted for. What do you think it's going to be like this session in terms of the budget debate? What are going to be the big sticking points? And do you think a lot of people will be able to have a say like last session?
Last session set a new precedent for cooperation and collaboration amongst the caucuses and across the houses. Typically, the budget is written by the Joint Budget Committee, 6 members. It comes then through a process of approval through 2 houses. Very little changes from that initial proposal. Last year, many things changed along the way, and I think that was a very collaborative and cooperative effort that I think will continue this year. And it's essential. This year, the challenge will be equal because the budget is fairly flat, and the needs continue to grow, expenses continue to increase, and frankly, the greatest increase that we're looking at now, $300 million of mandated spending from the federal government. And that is going to have a significant impact on virtually every other program, because out of that $300-plus million, $180 million is general fund. So that's our taxes, our fees that we pay for everything in the state now being confiscated through federal mandates.
Well, we have to end on that note. We're out of time, but thanks. That was Senate Minority Leader Bill Cadman. We appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.